Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry bush, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The prophet Habakkuk cried out for help. 2,700 years ago, Habakkuk cried out, "Violence!" Sadly, Habakkuk's lament is contemporary. There are modern prophets like the late Shimon Peres who cry out for peace, for an end to violence. Are we here the lesser prophets in our newspapers and on our media crying out for peace, showing violence at many turns? We listen to the news roundup. We read the paper. We lament over the ongoing violence in Syria or the ongoing violence on our own streets. Habakkuk wonders if God is listening. What kind of answer will come against the violence and destruction that his community is experiencing? Don't we wonder as well? Don't we cry out, "How long, O Lord?" Don't we cry out, "Violence"? Now, God's answer, as Tony read it to us, is one of righteousness, but there's a answer previously that comes. God says to Habakkuk, "Well, I'm sending the Chaldeans. This is my answer to the violence that is going on. And the Chaldeans are a rough group. 'For lo, I am rousing the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, who march through the breadth of the earth and seize habitations not their own. Dread and terrible are they. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more fierce than the evening wolves. Yea, their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle, swift to devour. They all come for violence. Terror of them goes before them." Pretty tough answer. And Habakkuk cries out in despair, "Oh Lord, the Chaldeans, this answer is worse than the problem we have. They are brutal, they are violent. And brutality will not transform our situation, but will only produce more violence." So Habakkuk continues his lament. This is a great example in Scripture, of Scripture itself countering or overturning the violence of Scripture, realizing that God has a better answer than violence for violence. So Habakkuk complains once more and waited for that better answer, frankly, for a nonviolent answer, which then comes, as Tony read for us, ending in that great phrase, "The righteous shall live by faith. That's an extraordinary phrase of faithfulness or call to faithfulness that is lived throughout the ages. The rabbis themselves have said that phrase summarizes all the laws, all the 613 laws of Israel. And of course, Paul then himself quotes this very line in Romans and in Galatians. We find it in Hebrews, and it is the source in understanding the great gift and spirit that Martin Luther received and identified during the Reformation period. The just shall live by faith. Wait for it, God says. Wait for it. But when will it come? When shall it come? I don't ordinarily, it's a confession, spend a lot of time with the pastoral epistles. St. Timothy falls in that category. But I love the line, the grace was given to us in Jesus Christ before the ages began. That is to say that creation itself, all of the universe, all of our being, all of our presence is founded in the grace of God, in relationship with God, in care for the world and for us in our response to that love and kindness. That is the foundation of the whole world. But now, in our time, it is revealed, made flesh and blood in Jesus the Christ, who abolished death and brought, as Timothy says, life and immortality to light through the gospel. That is, through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. God's true answer to Habakkuk and to us and to the whole world is not to send violence for violence, but to dwell among us, to be present with us in our suffering, and to call for us to be present with others, to bring the good news of God's favor, to lift up the lost, to bear the sinful violence of the world. Jesus came and bore that in his own body and spirit, and in return did not offer violence for violence, but offers us forgiveness and the promise of true life. The righteous shall live by faith, by our relationship with God in Christ Jesus, by trust in the goodness and grace of God for life. Increase our faith, say the apostles in our lesson today. It strikes me that the apostles are really echoing the prophets of old. Increase our faith. When will it happen? When will it come? Perhaps it is hard for them to see that the promise of the new age is present and with them. Amidst all the personal and worldly disaster, it's hard for us to see. Just opening the paper yesterday and seeing once again the great and the awful, terrific, and dreadful toll that the war in Syria is taking upon children, not just combatants, but children. It's terrifying, and it causes us daily to cry out, O Lord, how long? Increase our faith. How long, O Lord, we might ask and cry out. The righteous live by faith. Faith moves the mulberry tree, our mountains. Faith in the grace of God in Christ Jesus changes and transforms the world because it changes and transforms us. We are alive in Christ, and we are alive in Christ as he stands with the lost, the suffering, those who experience death in the world. Our faith is trust in Jesus and to trust where he goes and the message that he brings and that he shares with all in need. Alive in faith cannot mean violence for violence. Alive in faith cannot mean ignoring those who suffer violence. These things are only supporting a system of death. But the grace of God is revealed and made present through our faith in Christ Jesus, through our trust in his forgiving power, which transforms us and calls us to new life, new hope, true life, to in Christ be the answers for which we pray and cry out. Amen.
In our prayers this morning.